Hey, out here on the farm, you can't expect to set just one trap and be done. I only wish. Hey, if we're going to keep the fish in this pond, removing our competition has to be a long-term commitment, just like our relationship with Christ. Check out more in this episode of Outdoors with Sean Merrill. Well, we're back outside and it is a beautiful sunny day today. Temperature's supposed to get up, you know, in about the mid-50s, so it's gonna be a nice day. You wouldn't know it, but it wasn't that long ago, this was all covered in ice and snow. And so, you know, I'm gonna talk to you about trapping today, and we've talked a lot about that in past episodes, but the thing about trapping is, it is an ongoing process. It's something that you have to stay vigilant at year after year to control the predators that you have on your property if you want to protect those nesting birds like turkey and quail. And then we have an added problem here at the farm. So we're not too far away from the river down here, and we have a pond. It doesn't look very deep right now. And the thing about this pond is we had it dug out, and for some reason, it just continues to lose water. I have no idea where the water's going. It doesn't go through the levee. It just seeps into the ground. So we have to keep it pumped up. And as you can see, we haven't done that lately. And it's because we've got a couple of items in the bottom of the pond, like a couple of old milk jugs, and old-timey milk jugs that fish can get in and lay eggs and kind of raise. And so we're wanting to kind of reposition them, so we've kind of let it drain down, because you know what? There's really hardly any fish in there. Hence why I'm talking about trapping, because we continue to have these otter problems. They come over from the river, get in the pond, and so for about 3 years, we have stocked the pond. We get the fish up almost ready to where we can catch them and eat them. And then through the winter, the otter just wipe them out. So last year we didn't stock it. And so, you know, it's just a problem because you can't get the fish big enough to eat. And that's the whole idea. This is not a very big pond. So our idea is to keep it stocked with catfish primarily and some bluegill. We do have some bluegill still left in there. And then we're able to, you know, catch those in the fall and kind of stock up the freezer, have a few to start off with the spring, you know, that's big enough to catch and eat, and then maybe restock it with a little more. But I'm telling you, these otter, I don't know how many fish they catch a night, and I'm sure if there's one, there's more. We just continue to have problems with them. So we do trap down here on the river, and we have several traps set out right now, but you know, you're not gonna just catch every one of them. And when you have weather events like we had not too long ago where it freezes up everything and your trap sets freeze and everything, so you kind of got to get a little creative. And that's what I'm going to talk to you about today. I've got this new trap design. And this come from a fella up north, and I'm not sure what state he was in, but a friend of mine that I used to work with got this trap design. And according to him, It just catches otter like crazy. It's just something that they're lured to, and I'm kind of going to show you a couple of components here, and in the episodes coming up, I'll get to show you how we're making it and everything, and then hopefully maybe some success. So, because we're getting kind of, you know, warmer temperatures now, so we're going to pump the pond back up, and we're going to stock it again this year in the spring. we probably could have bought a lot of catfish to eat by all the money we've spent on stocking fish in this pond, feeding them through the summer and everything, but I am determined to make this happen, okay? So, I'm going to this trap design will actually even catch raccoon. So let me show you what's the two main components here. So first, you have this pipe. And actually, I think I'm going to go a little bit bigger. I think this is about a 4-inch pipe, so I think I'm going to take it up to about a 6-inch pipe. And I'm just going to cut off a piece about 2 foot long off of this pipe. And then I've got a 160 Conibear style, you know, body gripping trap. You kind of spring these, there's two springs on each side, there's your trigger. So you take a tool and you press these down, and actually there's your trigger. And then you once they fold out into a square, you set it with this, and then this is what trips it right here. So the idea is, and this is a 160, and I think I'm going to switch to a 180. You'll have to watch future episodes to see, but I think I'm going to switch to a 180 because this seems a little bit small for an otter. But the idea is you build a frame out of wood, okay, and you make the thing about 2 foot long, and so this, once it's set, would fit right inside the wooden frame. Then you take this pipe that's also connected, it's a very long piece, to the wooden frame, and you put it right at the front of it. So the pipe would be about 2 foot long. This is set in front of the wooden frame, and you have floats. So it's gonna float on top of the pond. And then you put some fresh fish inside this pipe. Now, otter are curious. They're very curious critters. And even raccoon, because this, I've seen pictures my friend showed me where this is caught raccoon too. They swam out there to get to it. But they're very curious critters, especially otter, and of course this pipe in a tunnel. They're kind of drawn to that anyway. And it's floating out there in the middle of the pond, so you'll tie a rope to this trap set on one side of the pond, and you can kind of push it out there. And what I'm gonna do, because this is not a very big pond, I'm gonna tie it off and throw a rope the other side and kind of put it out in the middle where it'll float in the middle. And then the idea is he comes up there, he gets curious. Of course, he wants to go in the pipe, and then he triggers it, and it sets off. And like I said, it's a body grip style trap. So I'm hoping this is my answer. This is my answer, because it's very hard to set trap sets on the side of this pond because you really just don't know where they're gonna go into it at, right? And there's not really a particular slide. We have watched this for 3 years, and I can't find a particular spot that they're sliding down into it like you can over here on this steep riverbank. And so I guess they're just coming in from various locations, but this trap ought to do the trick. So I'm gonna get busy building this trap pretty soon. You know, it makes me think, as I'm making plans about building this trap, it reminds me of our walk with Christ. Too often, I think we want everything to happen instantly. And while salvation in Jesus does happen instantly, our relationship with Jesus continues to develop over time. The Christian life is exactly that. It's a lifelong process. It's called sanctification. And once the Holy Spirit moves in, He begins a work within us. And that work is an ongoing growth process throughout our entire lives. Paul reminds us in Philippians 1 and 6 that we are a work in progress. I know that I am, but that God will finish what He started. And I am sure of this, that He who began a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ. How does He do that? It's through commitment. And that consists of reading God's Word, studying the truth, and the application of what it's telling us as God speaks to us through the reading of His Word. Praying to God and seeking His will in every aspect of our lives. Not just once a week or every now and then, but every day. And no matter how long we have been saved, no matter how far we feel we've come, there is always room for growth. We are continuously learning and discovering new things from God's Word. I mean, have you ever read, this happens to me all the time, have you ever read through a passage of Scripture and you know you've read it 5 or 6 or maybe even 10 times before, but this time something new stands out? That's the Holy Spirit working so that we can grow in grace and truth just as we're instructed in Scripture. Hey, 2 Peter 3 and 16 says, "But grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To Him be the glory both now and forever. Amen." The more we know, the more we grow. And that's our commitment to our relationship with Christ. Colossians 2, 6-7 says, "And now, just as you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord, you must continue to follow Him. Let your roots grow down into Him and let your lives be built on Him. Then your faith will grow strong in the truth you were taught and you will overflow with thankfulness." Are you ready for that commitment? Are you ready to learn more about a life following Jesus Christ? I hope so. LifeWord has created a great resource for you to use. It's called Follow. I love it because it's video-based and there are questions after each video to help me review the things that I've learned. There is also a Bible reading plan and verses that I can memorize. And it's free to use. I'd love for you to check it out. Go to follow.lifeword.org. And now we have it even in Spanish and Ukrainian. Hey, next time I'm going to show you more of the design for this trap, so don't miss out. You can check out other videos like these by following us on Facebook and YouTube and searching Outdoors with Sean Merrill. Well, I guess, you know what? I guess I'd better get back to work. Hey, I'm Sean Merrill, and I'll see you next time right out here, hopefully trapping some otter in the great outdoors.